until you get final into design, and you don't do that at these initial stages just because of the sheer cost when you get into it. But some of those areas to the east are probably going to still be, it's anticipated for curb and gutter, but there might be still a bit of a ditch section behind it, which is still going to drain into a storm sewer system of some sort. The problem gets to be is if we want to try and lower that road low enough to match all the properties on that east side, we're going to be subcutting that road a substantial amount, and we're going to end up getting to be a point where that road could possibly flood. We want to make sure that we will keep the road close to where it is to maximize the efficiency and cost, but also addressing the storm sewer needs.